Today, the Tampa Bay Advertising Federation held a luncheon meeting to discuss the so-called tax swap amendment that will be on November's ballot. Amendment 5 calls for a 25% reduction in property taxes. But local advertisers are concerned that up to $11 billion in new taxes would have to be raised, hurting their businesses. If Amendment 5 passes, Floridians will no longer pay the required local effort, or RLE, on their property tax that goes toward funding schools. But the tax swap amendment says that schools must be held harmless. The legislature must make up that lost revenue. It's likely that part of that gap will come from a new tax on services like advertising, according to Michael Anderson, the district government relations chair for the American Advertising Federation.
I think it's, you know, one of the biggest tax increases that we're facing in Florida that could wreck our economy. Because, for example, the tax swap, it's a very vague term. It's basically leaving it up to the legislature to make up that $9.8 billion. And we're only, by constitutional law, I believe, allowed to do a 1% tax increase, or a penny tax increase is what they're talking about, which leaves approximately $4.5 billion left over that they have to make up. And they have to do it by getting rid of the business tax exemptions. And that's going to create the biggest tax increase in the state history.
The tax swap amendment could add an additional penny in state sales tax, but that would still leave a shortfall of up to $5.4 billion, making a new tax on services a near certainty, according to Jack Hebert, a lobbyist with the American Advertising Federation.
Quite simply, we think that it ultimately leads to a services tax. We don't see any way that you can get there with just a simple swap without getting to a services tax. We tried that experiment in 1987. It was a disaster across Florida, particularly to the advertising industry, and we just don't see it as being good for Florida.
Hebert was referring to a 1987 tax on some services that was enacted by the state's legislature.
The net result was that it became such a nightmare and so confusing and so anti-business that it became counterproductive, and within 6 months the legislature was forced to repeal it.
Florida's advertising businesses would be especially affected if the tax swap amendment is passed and a tax on services is implemented, Anderson said. The ad industry could face $500 million in new taxes.
You have, for example, you know, national accounts that come down here to advertise. That gets taxed. You know, could they spend their money elsewhere outside the state that they can better utilize their funds? They probably will. It happened back in 87. You saw national accounts pull out. You had, you know, advertising agencies go under in 6 months because of what happened with the service tax back in 1987. And you're pretty much going to be seeing the exact same thing here. It's just going to really hurt our advertisers and how they, you know, the media buys and things like that.
Jack Hebert pointed out that a tax swap where Floridians pay less for property tax in favor of other taxes would reduce the federal income tax exemptions many homeowners claim for their property taxes, in effect reducing their tax savings by 18%. Hebert told the advertisers that they should create an atmosphere of fear and doubt about Amendment 5 so that people will be inclined to vote no. One reason the American Advertising Federation opposes the tax swap amendment, Hebert said, is because of the uncertainty in the economy that would occur if it passes.
We're being asked to vote on something and we don't know what it's going to do. If you read this amendment, you can't tell for certain what it's going to do. It says it may increase the sales tax 1 cent, and then it's going to maybe do some other things. But we don't know what that's going to be. And you're not deciding that when you vote. You're handing it off to the legislature saying, hey, you know, we trust you. Come up with something responsible, and we'll just hope it works. We just don't think that's good policy.
Hebert said that removing the often cited tax exemptions like ostrich feed and luxury skyboxes at sporting events would generate less than 0.1% of the revenues that would be needed to cover the lost property taxes earmarked for education. State Senator Victor Crist, a Republican representing parts of Pasco and Hillsborough counties, is in the advertising business and opposes Amendment 5.
It's going to be very confusing to the voting constituencies that are out there. They're going to read the ballot amendment. They're not going to be really fully informed on what it means and how it will affect them. It will sound fairly innocent. And in the past, we've seen most people vote in favor of ballot initiatives, even when they haven't been good ones. This particular ballot initiative is a wolf in sheep's clothing. It is not a tax reduction. It's actually a tax swap that will open the door for increased taxing. The average person out there will end up paying more each year out of their hard-earned income than they are currently paying now.
WMNF asked Senator Crist how the legislature would make up the up to $11 billion shortfall if the tax swap amendment passes.
At this point, it's too early to tell, but the scariest part of this is that they're gambling on our children. And that should not be happening. Currently, we have a stable tax base to fund education, one that doesn't fluctuate with the economy. To shift this over to a sales tax would force a funding of our schools and our children on a very flexible tax structure that goes up and down every year. And it would make it very difficult to ensure adequate funding. This is a terrible idea. It is a terrible time to be doing this. There are other ways to generate needed revenues. This is a very poor way to do it.
Republican State Senator Mike Fasano from Newport Richey told WMNF he's leaning toward voting against Amendment 5.
If I had a vote for it today, I'd probably oppose it. So people have to weigh their options here. Do they want to see a property tax reduction? And if so, are they willing to pay for that property tax reduction by an increase in sales tax and an increase or a new tax on services they don't pay today?
You can learn more about the campaign opposing Amendment 5, the tax swap amendment, at protectfloridasfuture.com. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.